Hello everybody, welcome back to the podcast. My name is GK Nyambura and today I have a very special guest whose name is
Kevin Minor, aka Minor Mind.
Okay,
you know the vibes.
Oh my god, do you know my cousin is obsessed with you? I think I told you this.
Yeah, your little cousin.
Yeah.
How is he doing? He's like 2 years older now.
He's becoming like more teenage-ish.
Tell me he's doing poetry.
Detaching. I don't know. Poetry? He's definitely always talking about girls.
Oh yeah? Nah, he's in the right part.
That's poetry?
Yeah, he is. He's in the right he's like, on the right there. That's all you need to do. That, talk about girls.
Is that how it all started?
No, my content is very genuine. I believe in what I'm saying.
I'm sure he does.
Yes.
Oh my days, don't kill me.
Mm-hmm.
So his name is Lewis actually.
He's in boarding school.
Yeah. He's so obsessed with you. Anyway, do tell us a little about what you do.
So yeah, you may have had this voice on the internet, ladies, you know, somewhere on TikTok, Instagram, on your skizzy tune. If you call me, you should try calling me, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ring back dial. That's just my voice. So that's pretty cute. To get my skizzy tune, dial **. Okay, I don't have the code.
Do it.
Oh. I don't have the code. But you can follow me on Instagram. You'll find it. So yeah, so I'm a modern poet. Apparently, I didn't know that.
Allegedly.
You know, previously I thought I was just affirming people and then they were like, hey, you're like a poet. And I was like, yeah, I'm a modern poet. So I'm a modern poet and I'm also a journalist on the side, like Nyambuzi. Do they know you, host? They don't. Oh,
that's my full-time job.
Ah, you know her full-time job.
You said
yes.
I'm a side, as a side hustle.
Also, mine is my, in case my employer. I'm very committed. In fact, we are in studio right now.
Actually,
we just took a lunch break at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm a journalist on the side and I'm an actor
on
this beautiful show called Single Kiasi on Showmax. You should check it out.
Oh my God. I did check it out.
Yeah, you did.
What's happening like,
sex scenes? Can I tell you about that sex scene?
Not even just yours. Uh-huh. All of them.
Oh yeah. The next season that we're shooting is crazy.
Yeah.
Tell
me about slash sex scene.
So,
No, you just said it's crazy. That's great PR.
Yeah, it is. It's just go check it out. Single Kiasi. I play a guy called Richie.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the second season last time, I had a sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been
ever in your life? For real?
I mean, the one that was being recorded for the public. That was my first one being recorded for the public. The private ones are somewhere in my drive. But mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was told you're having a sex scene. We even negotiated it to my contract. And I was like, yes. You know, because, you know, such scenes are very, you know. So we get on set at 7 p.m. There's a sex coordinator who's, like, teaching you, you know, consent.
No way. Sex coordination is a job?
Sex coordination is a job. You should try it, GK.
I should enroll like someone really, to get coordinated. Really nice.
Yeah, it's like you watch people getting intimate.
Oh.
Or getting comfortable being intimate.
Actually.
Yeah. So you start by asking you, can I touch your hair? And then you have to say yes. You don't nod your head. You say yes.
Oh.
So, and then I ask you, what parts of your body are you not comfortable being touched?
Do you have to say it sexually?
You could.
Or is it like a formal thing?
It's a formal thing at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
It's like you're preparing to have sex.
Okay.
So can I touch your hair?
Yes.
Kapoor. I just place my hand there. There's no, can I touch your neck? Yes. Kapoor. You know? And then after that, you get closer to each other, close until your noses are touching. And then you coordinate the scene. So I will lie on top of you. And then we try to understand the characters. So if my character is Richie, Natasha, who was playing my girlfriend, has to know if Richie touches your thighs, he's about to kiss you. That's what coordination is all about. Understanding how the character would make love to that character. You know, you see Japan.
So you have like.
Yeah, I don't bring my Kevin Minerness. So like, oh shit, tongue, no. You know what I mean?
Your Kevin Minerness is crazy.
Yeah, so it's like coordinating it. So if I look at you in a certain way,
yeah,
I'm about to do something. Oh. So it helps the scene to feel.
Oh, so it's
real.
Like built chemistry.
Exactly.
Intentional chemistry.
So even when so even when you have 10 people watching,
yeah,
you still focus on that character and just focus and just like Kevin has to make love to the, or rather Richie has to make love to Natasha. It's not me, it's Richie. So when I go there, I go like crazy.
Does it ever go super steamy and like you?
Yeah, my biggest fear, my biggest fear was like getting a boner.
Okay. Oh,
in fact, that was my biggest fear.
That's anyone's biggest fear.
most people know.
That's me.
You did that. And guys are like walking around in their boat and you're like, yo, bro, my biggest fear was that. So we also discussed that. So I'm like, what's your biggest fear? My biggest fear is like my titties popping out because she had like a really tiny dress. So in that case, if that happens, I'll give you a signal and then you will cover me. So maybe I'll just lie on her so that she can fix it. And then for me, if I get a boner, you don't now just start, hey, direct angle, who you? No. You'd be like, chill. You'd be like, yeah.
Let's sit.
Yeah, so you stay in that space with me. You don't like me. That's the essence of also protecting each other. So
yeah, I'm never dating an actor. But I do want to be an actress.
Trust me, I'm also never dating an actress. It's like double standards over here.
Yeah.
But I'm like, never.
Yeah,
ever.
For real.
Because like,
you can't do me like that. What do you mean, cover me? What do you mean?
My boobs are like, could you like?
My boobs kind of slip on my tiny dress.
And sometimes you wouldn't know, I'm the one seeing, so I'm like, oh,
oh my god. And you literally have to actively investigate.
You have to kiss. You know, you have to, if it's a kissing scene, you do. Actually, kisses are real. The sex is not real.
No, kisses are real.
Yeah, kisses are real. They are. Unless you want
to. He was lying to me. I'm joking. Was it
lying.
CGI?
Unless it was. It could be CGI, by the way.
It can be. No, CGI is that good. Honestly, anyway, so how did your whole journey start with acting?
Oh man, after high school, I wanted to like go into acting because my dad is like, you have to go do BCom, which is Bachelor of Commerce.
Did you?
I didn't want to. I did want to for him, but deep down I didn't want to. I'd lost my personality. I used to tuck in my shirt like today.
Can I tell you something?
From the office, yeah.
I was also forced to do BCom for a year, and I lost my personality.
You get what I mean?
I do get what you mean. And it's something about the BCom.
You actually just, the BCom-ness. This is like a something. You just lose it.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like, you lose your personality. You're like someone else. And I lost touch with my creative self. So immediately after that, I started going to auditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I failed, rejected all of them.
Oh my God. I just went for my first one like a couple months ago.
And they accepted you.
Do I look accepted?
you do 1,000 more.
Oh.
But your second one might work, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It got I should to a do point the water started, white.
It got to a point even started saying, I'm going to need to... It's because I'm not pretty enough.
Why would you say
like,
that?
They just cast the standard pretty guys. You know societal standard. Those guys that should... You know,
you mean the cornrows and the beard?
They're two types. GK, they're like two types of people.
Like watch on Andrew Mentor and he's cute.
You know, they're like the first timers. People you look at and you're like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this one's
I don't have
billboard.
To see twice.
You know?
Yeah.
And the acquired taste. So I'm an acquired taste.
You think so?
I'm not. Tell me more.
I don't know. I feel like I'd feel bad if someone told me I was on acquired taste.
No, me, I don't feel bad. Because it's like less pressure. It's like you have to know me. It's like, oh, I got standards. Like you have to know me first.
Is that a trauma response?
Yeah, it is. So you have to acquire me. So you have to spend a little more time with me.
Yeah.
To like see the beauty, and it's like, damn. Then you start noticing the eyes. It's like, I've been told that a lot. Like after a while of spending time together, someone's like, your eyes are actually very beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're noticing.
Yeah.
Then
right
I'm like,
now?
You're acquiring. You're acquiring. The So that's how it is. Yeah, so that's how I started, did the auditions. And then it failed.
When were your first auditions?
Gosh, we're talking like 2018.
God, that's when I should have started.
Yeah.
I blame you. You didn't find me and be like, start auditioning.
We didn't find each other.
Because I should have done.
But here we are. Look at
here
us.
Here we are. Look at us.
Yes. Our next sex scene. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who's talking?
I'll be like right here to like cover your boobies.
My little titty is going to sleep out of my little dress.
And I'll be like tucking in. I'll be like, I got you, Mbuzi.
Oh my days. Did you think I was like this? You've never met me before. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay. Our first meetup was to be a while ago.
Yeah.
You canceled on me.
I can explain.
I wasn't that popular then.
That was not why.
That's why she did. I wasn't that popular then.
Accusation.
So she was like, do you have a podcast?
What?
Let me see.
What?
Send me the links.
Oh my God. I hate men. I blame men.
I'm kidding. Yeah, we canceled on each other actually.
Oh yeah, he did cancel me, and I just heard he had another shoot. So and then
and then years later after invited, I canceled on night intentionally.
Was that Tito? Oh yeah.
And then yeah, so that I can like.
I start doing.
You know, just like flexing. Yo, Atisha's confirmed. I was like, she's confirmed. Nice cancel. Cancel that shit.
Oh my god, I hate men. Are you hearing this? Are you? Carl isn't hearing this.
Cancel that shit.
Is it because he's your? Are you? Is this?
Cancel that
this
shit.
This is not okay. Yeah. This is not okay. Anyway, I'm actually very happy to meet you.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. You actually vibes.
I think I've your vibes.
Yeah, I feel like your vibes.
I've told you that your vibes for a while.
But did you know I was like this?
No.
Yeah, you thought I was like more like very. You're getting nervous, like.
Oh, no, shit, I'm sweating because it's steamy. Yeah, it's pretty. I'm getting nervous.
It's the minor mind effect. I'm
I think Lois had the minor mind effect.
I do.
Everyone gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. People cry and everything when they meet you.
Cry? No. When they meet me.
Yeah.
No.
Never.
But people cry online. I've been proposed to a lot online. That's why I'm like, I need to have like a ring light for my beauty to like. Ring light, dark space, you know.
Okay, so how's that going for you?
It's in the beginning, rubbed my ego.
I
was getting
tons of
naked
DMs.
Pics, DMs. Yeah, there was a time I actually went on stories and I was like, guys, please chill. Oh. Like, so
for real?
Yeah, so normally
you had to ask to chill.
Well.
do I need to know something?
Asking. Guys to chill.
God, you know, I'm actually sweating.
Those are your thighs.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my OMG. God, can I have this?
Yeah, you can.
Because I'm sat on leather and my thigh is just
actually really hot.
Yeah.
No, like temperature wise.
Okay.
But also
okay.
Can talk about that after.
How was today? Like, what are you doing today?
Today I came here. I went to work. I work at Leisha. So I was there in the morning. And then I worked, and then I finished, and then I knew I had a recording here with you.
Me?
And Tamina.
Yeah.
So I did a recording, she was vibes.
Me and Tamina actually only now just became friends.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, she's vibes.
She's vibes. Yeah. I met her at Dairyland.
Mm.
And we had
how
like
was that
a,
for you?
We had like a similar story about our relationships, experiences. You're like, yeah, we should be friends.
I feel like I know one of hers and we need to sit and talk.
You know? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I'm in there somewhere.
It's a
it's
beautiful
a whole
city,
thing.
This one.
Yeah.
Relationship-wise,
don't
you just it's...
love Nairobi?
Don't you just
although, it's, you're a crazy person to date. Yeah, with all the nude photos and, like, the acting.
Right,
and the
so the
coordination
nude,
and
the
what's,
acting...
What do you call it? Sexual
sex
coordination. Okay.
It's, like, very... No, it's, like, very... You know,
formal.
It's, like, very
you know,
formal.
Yeah, just talking about boobs and that's
you
not
you know,
like
just
normal,
parts
something.
Rubbing.
Mm, you know.
There's no intimacy.
Nah.
But there's, like, sexual movement.
But there's movement to suggest intimacy.
There's movement to suggest... In fact, you might actually really bond with a person.
Too much?
So, yeah. So, what I would do is I would make sure I don't go out with my cast member away from set. Like, we don't interact the way we are.
Do the rest of the actors in Kenya know that?
Nope. It's like, we need to build chemistry. Let's go for a cocktail, do a karaoke, maybe sleep together just to try it
just
out.
Just to see.
I've actually been given that advice. Like, oh, you're doing a sex thing, bro. Go out to her. Just
go out to her and figure shit out?
Yeah, like, test it out.
I'm going through so much. Can you see?
Yeah, I can see.
I'm going through so much.
It's super hot.
Should we wait for a second?
Yeah,
you don't want to?
The content is gone.
No.
Oh. I thought we were starting again.
No.
Okay. So now we can start talking.
That's not how... and you can talk, like, louder.
Or like, hi guys, we're here, back. Oh, but they don't know we went for
with
a break.
Another one.
Oh.
They do.
Oh, they do?
We kind of, like, walked out on them.
Okay. You can play one of my poetic pieces in between.
Yeah? Yeah, you should send.
Mm. I'll send you an audio.
Yeah. Mm. So what's having an assistant like? and when did that happen?
Well, back in the 1990s. So Carol is here. Hi, Carol.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, so Carol is my creative assistant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did I say?
just said assistant, but I always say creative assistant because personal assistant sounds weird.
Oh, I do know a couple of personal assistants.
That's quite, you know, she doesn't do anything personal. It is completely business.
Creative.
Yeah. So, I'd actually been thinking of this for a while. I thought I needed management, but I just needed an assistant because I don't want to have management until I understand the business full scope. I want to be the one making deals or stuff like that. So I thought...
Oh, you want to be the one talking.
You know, I want to be the one in the offices. You know what management does? Mm-hmm. They're like, we're handling you as a talent. So they juice out everything from you.
Mm-hmm.
Management is not bad. I mean, you grow and you become Nyambuzi to a point where you have to be managed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at this moment, I figured I just need an assistant. Someone who will be like helping me with... Especially Minor Mind as a brand. Because I have... Especially with
Don't
Minor
hit.
Mind... Okay, I won't hit there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Minor Mind as a brand. You know, if I'm still maintaining my job...
Yeah.
At that time, I was going to school, which I graduated. We should talk about that. I graduated this year. So, school, and then there was also acting.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need someone to help you with the Minor Mind,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's emails, whether it's dealing with brands, whether it's just creating and just brainstorming ideas. And Carol is fantastic.
Yeah.
She's, yeah. And also calling people because calls give me anxiety. Just
me too.
A bit. Yeah. So she's the one who will like call you.
Me too.
You know? Should be like the one. If you're canceling on Nyambuzi, I'm not the one doing that. So our relationship is not affected.
That's not how that works.
So
Kevin.
She'll be the one canceling on you. And I'll be like, oh,
no, I'll be like, oh no, she did.
She did. Carol did that.
Carol, I'm gonna talk to her because I don't remember.
Exactly. So, yeah, it helps me. So I sleep peacefully now. I don't
yeah?
deal with as many people as I have to.
Mm.
So, yeah, the nitty gritties. So my brain is not being utilized to create.
Wow, I'm a nitty gritty, guys.
You know, nitty gritty nuances. And I overthink a lot.
Oh, yeah?
So I tend to overplan. So, also, Garrett's like my accountability partner.
Oh.
In a way. So she'll be like, yeah, it's okay. Or don't overthink it. Or we were to do this, you haven't done it. Because, you know, also, just being a brand, no one is keeping you accountable.
Yeah.
So if you have someone who you know is following up on stuff, then you get to work better. So that's fun. It's luxurious.
Luxurious.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an assistant?
No. I don't have anything. Anyone.
You've
really.
Got me now.
Yeah. I don't really I'm not keen on that because I have like too many personal issues. Yeah, I feel like
you're afraid that your dirty laundry will be outed.
No, I don't have.
You got trust issues.
Dirty laundry I care about enough.
Not anymore.
Actually, not anymore.
I like that. That's,
yeah.
You should celebrate that.
It's like rock bottom, there's no law
it's
to
like,
go.
Actually, clean this stuff. Life is actually lifey.
So dirty, it's clean.
You, whoa.
Bars.
It's like you can't go dirtier than this.
Yeah, it's as dirty as it gets. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So
the reason is I don't know, my relationships will be fucked up because I feel like I want to do micromanage everything. In an accountability way. No accountability. Yeah. So I don't want to be like, I don't want anyone to be dependent on me, actually. Yeah. I don't want like my decisions to be so
big.
Yeah. That they involve someone else.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Carol, it was nice to meet you.
It was nice meeting you.
It's nice meeting you. Hey. No, for me, it's the other way around. I kind of want to have that grandeur, like take things a bit more with much more intent, because I can sleep on ideas sometimes, and sometimes bouncing it off someone, it's like I'm not lonely. You know, it's like I'm not alone. You know,
you
I can't tell Carol
lonely.
Something. So in a way, she doesn't know this, but she's like my, you know, it's like I'm not doing it alone. You know, if it fails, I don't have a personal attachment to Minor Mind as a brand.
Yeah.
So we are working to serve the brand. Mm. So it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out. We tried to build something. It didn't.
Oh, I think it's the other way for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it's so personality based. It's
you
just,
know,
it's so, all me.
Yeah. So now I feel like, okay, so how can we make our content better for
yeah.
him?
For yeah.
that brand,
for
to
that
serve
brand.
The community.
Oh, and then you brainstorm.
You know, we
and
brainstorm you... as individuals outside
oh, yeah?
who are doing other day jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it helps me relax my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, like, hitting a million for the first time, what was that like for you?
Oh, it was weird. It was anticlimactic. Because we hit...
I knew it. That's why I've never hit
so
a million.
So many videos that hit a million. This one that hit that has 8 million views.
Oh my God.
And it was like,
that's
I'm still
crazy.
In my room. I'm still reading the comments.
That's
you know?
It? No confetti?
That's
no
it.
Jetpack?
That's
I don't
it.
Start to
I don't
fly.
Get a delivery or something.
Oh my days.
So it was anticlimactic, but it was very affirming.
It was affirming.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And my content is very personal, so I don't think of a million, I just think of one person.
That's how you're collecting them?
Hey, you hear that? I don't think of the rest of the world, I just think about you. Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm. Buzz.
Yeah, so it was crazy, but it was
Do you like radio?
Do I like radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they employ me.
I mean, she.
Yeah, but I'm more into podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
So at Nation Media Group, I lead the podcast team.
Oh.
So we produce and edit podcasts. We syndicate
radio
content to
yeah.
podcasts. We create newspaper articles into podcasts. Basically,
oh, yeah?
We do everything podcast. So
oh.
my department is like, yeah. So I like that because it's more... It's digital, first of all. I'm into digital journalism more than the broadcast
mm-hmm.
type of journalism. But broadcast is still important because it helps us sell digital.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I prefer podcasts more.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But radio is vibes.
Yeah, radio is cool.
I wouldn't do it, though.
Do you get, like... do you get, like, shouted out?
At work?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I'm the boss.
Oh.
I genuinely, actually... I'm not even flexing. It's just, I'm grateful. It's coming from a really
a
humble...
A place of gratitude.
A place of gratitude.
Yeah.
A really humble place.
Yeah.
I got like a promotion.
Congratulations.
And it's on this podcast department, which is a pioneer department. Why
yeah.
I say pioneer is because, sorry. Say pioneer.
It's okay, it's okay.
Why I say pioneer is because
mm-hmm.
this role has never existed in the company. To have a podcast editor stroke producer.
What?
So, in a way,
mm-hmm.
Everything that we are doing is experimental. So, it's like we want to do a podcast, so I'd be the guy they go to.
Oh.
So, you'd find editors who have been in the company for like 10 years.
10 years.
But they come
to
be trained by me.
Oh.
So, technically, I'm the one shouting at them.
Oh, oh yeah.
No one is shouting.
Okay.
At me.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then we have like a small team of like interns, which is
okay.
fun.
Yeah? Do you get to shout at them?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's really fun.
Oh my God, I wish I could.
Yeah.
I have dreams and aspirations.
Yeah.
I'm actually Base Radio's first radio presenter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
And I'm alone. Like,
I can invite me.
I was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I could come, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Once
okay,
in a while.
Cool.
It's like Friday. It's week.
So like, I do the 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. show.
Mm-hmm.
I do the 11 to 3 p.m. show. Some guy's coming soon to do the 5 p.m. show.
Oh, nice.
To 10, I think. 4 to 10. And then there's like going to be a breakfast show.
Wait, 11 to 3?
Mm-hmm.
Just talking alone?
Just fucking yapping.
I thought you were a lawyer. What happened?
I'm still in law school. That's what happened. Yeah.
Can you get to me?
I even still have KSL.
Oh, you go to Kenya School of Law?
I'm going too. I'm
oh,
not done
going.
With your N. Your N is fucked up.
Oh, you're not done with
it? No. Okay. Oh my God, I have the rest of my life.
Are you like a career student? Like,
I think I might be because
yeah?
I'm going on and on.
That's good because you get to depend on your parents like... Ever.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's like
my dad once told me
my
like,
first
for as
job.
Long as you're in school, you're my child.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Then you graduate.
I'm like, I'm thinking of another bachelor.
career student.
You know, zoology. You know, I want to expand mm-hmm. and understand Mother Nature more than what we just know. So,
botany.
You know,
plants and everything. Get me a farm.
Science.
We needed.
I did
for
home
school.
Science in high school, so I can just extrapolate that. Yeah.
Oh my God! Did people used to like ask you for food?
Yeah, they did. In fact, that's why I don't like cooking. Because I feel like I'm doing an exam. It's like, shit. It's like, Kevin, just prepare us a cup of tea. Shit.
That's just a cup of tea and coffee. Hello.
So. So, yeah. Uh-huh. So, it's like traumatic. I did it for 4 years. Exams, and I was cooking so well, but right now you tell me just prepare me a sandwich. Shit.
Yeah,
recipe,
like,
I start googling.
Salt?
Spice? How much? 1/4.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. That I actually get you, because I used to just sing, like when I'm walking, just sing. Then I did music in high school, and I'm like, oh my God, did I
sing
the right melody? Did I?
So you overthink it.
Yeah.
Exactly. No,
because you know
imagine
more.
With cooking.
It's like,
you'll mess up a cup of tea.
School really messes up everything.
You know?
Yeah, like, you know, law school and me being a yapper doesn't go together.
Go together. I thought it does.
Where are the papers? I've not graduated yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so when I get arrested, I can't just be like, you know, I got
arrested.
Yeah, I can't just do that. Also, I got arrested sometime this year, and it's because I took a wrong turn.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to, like, hip our traffic. Mm-hmm. Then a couple of people were like, and I was like, fuck me, bro.
Started thinking about your law school education.
So she comes to my side of the door and she wants to enter my car.
Oh.
I've been watching TikToks. They said, don't let cops into your car. And I'm like, yeah, I went to law school. I was taught this shit. But then you can't just say that.
At that point, you're like, hey, karibu, madam.
Usitoe miatu.
Nimefanya makosa gani?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And she was like, umetoka api? Then I said, you're in Parklands. Sema, oh, we ni mwana sheria. Unacho yon do shida yako. I'm like,
oh.
You know what? You're right. I should drop out. I've been thinking about the same thing. Yeah, it just doesn't go together.
Yeah.
It's a bit fucked up. Like, unless I'm an actual name, it's everything before that is so meh.
So has it been like 10 years of schooling?
10 is about right.
Wow.
No.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Just judging you. I was like, shit, why are we recording this podcast? Shut this thing. Go to class. What are you doing?
I'm in my last year.
I think. So there's a graduation.
Hopefully.
You hear that?
We're hoping and
praying. There's a graduation.
You better be on your fucking knees doing the Lord's thing. But yeah, actually, I enjoy my job. Hope my boss is listening.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
We do enjoy our jobs.
We do love our jobs.
We are one of those Gen Zs that just, we really love what we do.
We do.
Yeah,
we do. And what we're doing right now is just,
it's actually an extrapolation.
Exactly.
Of what we actually do in the office.
And we're trying
it's
to
like
grow
bettering,
it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, like a promotion on my part, you know, and like
that would help
an increase in my
I
salary.
Actually support that,
you know.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
that.
Like
and better working conditions.
Yeah, better working
if
conditions.
If you just feel like
not that
today,
the ones that are there bad. Oh,
no, they're good.
Time
we're just
my life.
Improving conditions.
Yeah,
in fact, that's
for
it.
Everyone in the office.
You know,
not
it's
just
a new
me.
Age.
Exactly,
it's a new age. Digital is here. AI is here.
You know. What if they clone me?
What if they clone your voice?
What if they clone my...
You know, they should insure your voice.
Do they insure your voice?
Oh my goodness, I think we just invented something. They can actually insure our voices.
Is Beyonce's voice insured?
It should be.
It should be.
Because they can
I think
clone it.
Shakira's ass is insured.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Better be.
Yeah, because some hips don't be lying.
Yeah, it better be.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
Tumongea sana. But I feel like that's okay. No?
Yeah. No.
Do you have anything else you want to say to your fans and anything else?
To the Nyambuzi fans. Hey. Yo, baby girl. Oh, wait.
Why do you
guys
think it's a girl? that's listening?
80% of my audience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you come, our that's live wild. Shows, 60% it's always like
of mine is men.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what Buddha? What's up, guys? Yo. What's poppin', my G? Yo.
That's yeah. wild.
Yeah.
Hey, that's oh my interesting. God.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's the boobs.
It is the
it
yo,
is
I'm looking at them right now, guys, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah, it has to
this
be.
This thing
it.
Is not it, I
you know. Mm.
It's like
I mean
it's not generated.
I should ensure.
You
I should ensure though.
Would you look at that?
Idea, you see?
Yeah.
Growth.
When big minds think
connect.
They start build. We change the world. That's why we are the future.
And inventions.
And the future is now.
The future is right now.
Now.
Right now. It's. Would you look at the
would
time?
Would you look at that? 1616. We are twinning like your boobs. 1616.
You're funny. Oh my God. Yeah. Do you do stand up? You should do stand up.
I do a live show, by the way. Let's talk
you
about
do
that.
Do a live show for sure, yeah.
Do a live show.
Yeah.
That's a mixture of poetry and comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You should come on stage with me. Like, I'm serious.
On stage? Stage yeah. is crazy.
No, listen. Oh, yeah? It is.
Yeah, stage
fuck,
is wild.
It's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
No, but you can do it. I'll, like, hold your...
Oh, okay. Oh, my moves?
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, I think that's we're being kicked out.
Being kicked out. So anyway, yes. I wanted to plug that show. So we have a show on 2nd December.
Mm-hmm.
It's a poetry stroke music stroke comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything on it.
And, oh yeah? Everything artsy?
Everything artsy. So it's a poetry concept. And I'm really funny, as you can tell. And I'm lovey-dovey.
I don't know about that.
And if you're a guy, 60% of you... normally 90% is ladies.
You can sit in the back and look at the shorties.
You know? So you can always come out with someone. So 2nd December at Loratio Jane Bavan. Show starts at 2 p.m. Loratio, there's a place called Jane Bavan. It's a beautiful auditorium.
Okay. I'm going to put all that in the show notes, actually.
I'm actually going to send you.
Oh, yeah, do.
Yeah. And to make it even better, to anyone who listens to you.
Yeah.
I can see you fixing your boob.
Yeah.
To anyone who listens to you.
Just making sure.
Yeah. I was just describing, descriptive, for imagery purposes. Anyway, for anyone who's listening to you, they can get their ticket at a 10% off.
Yeah.
So that's a really good deal for you guys. And
when
you upload this, tell me so that we can copy it to like 24 hours. So within that 24 hours, if you're listening, or 2 days, when you're listening, you can get your ticket at 10% off. It's a beautiful discount, don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
And you can come even. And you can come and enjoy. We'll have amazing artists. We'll have a band.
Oh.
It's a beautiful show. It's our fourth one. Our last one was at Kenya National Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
We sold out. So this one,
because of bitches.
You know, just listening to these guys.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Oh my God.
But there's more than that. There's actually more than that. There's value.
There's value added.
And there's me.
There's you.
You know? It's my...
Are you insured? What if you get stolen?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you need to take care of yourself.
Big brains.
Yeah. Again.
I like that.
Anyway, guys, I think we've come to the end.
I like that.
Do let me know how you found Minor Mind. Yeah. You know, I saw there's like a voice message feature.
Mm-hmm.
So they can leave like a voice
they can
message.
Revert
yeah.
to you.
Mm-hmm.
Please say nice things.
I don't know.
Please do.
No.
Listen,
no.
If you're a lady,
no.
Say nice things. If you're a guy, my bro. What's up? Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, bye,
my
guys.
My sister is calling me. I have to go. I'm very busy. So I'll see you guys next time.
Carol, he's using you.
Yeah,
you should get like...